Hello, welcome back, guys, to the Focus Frenzy podcast. I'm your host, Ileana, and Haley will not be joining us today, so I'm just going to be going through some Reddit stories for you guys. Should be interesting. I personally have not gone through Reddit, but this will be kind of my first time experiencing stories. So I'm going to be diving in with stories from Reddit that have to deal with people dealing with ADD or ADHD. So we're just going to be diving into Reddit and get one of some honest, just some honest stories from people that have been dealing with ADD or ADHD all their life, or maybe they've struggled all their life and they haven't been diagnosed and they only got diagnosed later on. So we're just going to be looking a little bit at that and just going to be highlighting over some things that could be relatable to other people that may not even be diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. So yeah, we're going to be looking at maybe some heartfelt stories or even maybe deep stories, but yeah, should be fun. So let's get right to it. So we are diving in into I guess a deep one, and a lot of these are deep because I mean ADHD and ADD can be a very tough subject for some people, and some may experience it harder than others. So this is from someone in Reddit. They said, I received an ADHD diagnosis at 29 during the final term of my master's degree, and a few months later, I managed to get my degree late. Due to meds, a therapist, pure adrenaline, and by completely neglecting my needs. Shortly after handing in my final assessment, I've moved back to my home city to take some time off to get back on my feet. But now I feel so defeated from everything that I can't make myself apply to any jobs. It's been 2 months since I moved back home, and I try to make myself look for jobs and opportunities, and I'm really trying not to have a poor me mindset, but from my experience, and there's been several years of trauma and long-term physical illness as well during my 20s, the future feels so hopeless. I want to find a job and build my life with my newfound understanding of myself, but I'm so scared it'll just be a lifelong cycle of overwhelming struggles until I burn out again and again. I feel so ashamed that I managed to get my degree and don't feel happiness or hopefulness. I think a lot of people could relate to this, whether or not you've been diagnosed with ADHD, and that's the feeling of being stuck. The idea that no matter how much you've accomplished, you can't shake the feeling that you're on the edge of a burnout, or that the future just feels too overwhelming to face. And I've definitely seen that in my life. And I think it could really knock you down. But I think this spreads awareness that it could really shed a light on how it makes people feel, and they could relate to this feeling. And it just imagining that you've completed something big, like you're finishing your degree, you've pushed through some major hurdles, even when everything seemed impossible, you've done it with the help of meds, therapy, adrenaline, and maybe even a bit of self-neglect along the way, but you finally hand in that final project, and in some ways it should feel like a victory, right? You made it. But I know with I personally don't have ADHD, I have ADD, but I can definitely see that in myself as well, that instead of relief, you just feel empty and you can't celebrate because all you feel is exhaustion, like you've just been running on fumes for so long that you don't know how to rest. And you might even wonder, why doesn't this feel like a reward when it should? And this is where things can get tricky, especially for people who have ADHD. I know because my brother does have it, and like I've experienced with Haley as well, and talking to her about it, it can get really tricky, and there's some invisible pressure to constantly be doing and always striving, but underneath it all, you start to question, was it worth it, or even like, am I just going to burn out again? And the tricky part is that this experience isn't exclusive to people with ADHD. While ADHD brings a set of unique challenges, like, you know, like difficulty staying organized, managing time, or regulating emotions, the emotional fallout from pushing yourself too hard for too long without real rest or care for your mental health is something many people could relate to. Maybe you've been through long periods of physical illness, or maybe you've dealt with trauma, things that drain you on a level deeper than just tiredness. And when you try to push through, like when you go from one thing to the next, like graduating school, then moving to cities, then applying for jobs, the exhaustion just piles up. Like it just gets so big, like you feel like you can't handle it anymore. And the longer you keep pushing, the harder it is to bounce back. And you start to feel like everything in your future is going to be a cycle of struggle, and that is exhausting. And this is where the fear of burnout comes in. And it's not just about physical tiredness, it's about the emotional toll, especially with ADHD and ADD. It takes a very emotional toll on you and everything that you do, every little thing. It's about the anxiety that maybe despite your best efforts, you're going to burn out again, and that scares you. That fear starts to make you second guess yourself, and it feels like no matter what you do, it might never be enough. Now, I know this fear, this overwhelming weight, isn't easy to explain, but think about it this way. You've already worked so hard just to get by. You've pushed through things that would have overwhelmed anyone, and yet you still don't feel like you're at a point where you can celebrate, and you can't even muster the energy to apply for jobs, even though you know that's the next step. And that's a feeling a lot of people can relate to, whether or not they have ADHD. It's also why the idea of doing the work can feel so daunting, especially when you're in that space of, you know, like not knowing how to begin. It's not about laziness. It's about being burnt out on a deep emotional, mental level. So for those of you listening who might not have ADHD or who've never experienced something like this firsthand, it might still be something you understand. The fear that if you try again, it's just going to be more and more of the same struggle. The fear of the future and how hard it is to shake off that weight and keep going. But here's the thing, it's not about pushing harder. It's about finding the space to heal. And that means, you know, you have to be kind to yourself when you feel stuck, and recognizing that taking a break doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. Whether it's dealing with ADHD, trauma, illness, or just the sheer weight of life, its healing is not linear. So for anyone who just feels like they're just stuck in this cycle, I just want to remind you, you are not broken. If you've made it this far, there's so much strength in that. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or ashamed of not being able to move forward, that's okay. It's okay to need a moment. The future isn't a straight line. It's okay to take one step at a time. Okay, so now we are going to be jumping in to a funnier story of people who have ADHD or ADD. So the story begins with, it says, my friend and I were doing laundry in our room, and there was this recycling bin with a round hole for cans to be tossed into. It was positioned at just the right height, perfectly aligned with my arm. Without even thinking about it, I walked up and my arm just slid right into the hole like it was magnetized or something. I didn't even notice until my friend came out of the laundry room and asked if I dropped something. I was like, what? And only then did I realize I had basically auto-dunked my whole arm into a recycling bin, totally mindlessly. Now, I just thought this was funny because, like, it could be relatable to anyone. Like, sometimes we just zone out and we don't realize, like, that we just did something, like, that we're in the moment, we're doing something. And you're probably thinking, like, that sounds weird. Like, what's the big deal? Well, this story might hit home for some people, especially those who have ADD or ADHD, because it's all about how the brain processes certain things in automatic and sometimes unconscious ways. Like when you have ADD or ADHD, it's common to slip into this kind of autopilot mode. Your attention might be wandering or you're distracted by something else, and suddenly your body is just doing its own thing, completely separate from what your mind is focusing on. In a lot of cases, people with ADHD experience this kind of disconnect. And when I was doing my research of people with ADHD, it's where their body moves or reacts to their environment without conscious intention. It's like a brain is just in overdrive, juggling a ton of things. And sometimes your movements just become automatic. And you might walk into a room and immediately just start doing something without even realizing it. And I've seen that in my experiences too with ADD. And you just start doodling on a piece of paper, just clicking a pen. Or maybe you walk into a space and find yourself automatically cleaning or organizing things. That one is a big one for me. Because your brain just gets distracted by the task and your body just follows through. And, you know, you don't plan it, but it happens. And that kind of what happens with the recycling bin that they were saying in the story. My arm just found the hole. My body followed through without me consciously choosing it. This sort of thing just happens more often when you're distracted or not fully focused, which is common in ADHD. But here's the funny thing. This isn't just about people with ADHD. Everyone's brain can do this sometimes. It's, you know, you just walk into a room and forget why you even went in there. And I've seen it. I've heard many stories of people who just, like, say they walk into a room and you're planning to do something, but you forget why you were even in there. Or they make a move without thinking because it just feels like the right thing to do. It happens to most people, but for those with ADHD, it's more frequent or more pronounced. It's like your brain can't always keep up with the body, and that's when you end up with your arm in a trash can hole before you even realize it. So if you've ever had a moment like this where you realize you've done something totally mindless or automatic, you're not alone. And for those with ADHD, it's all about how your brain works in overdrive, where focus and attention sometimes take a backseat to action. But hey, at least we're keeping things interesting with those weird moments, right? But yeah, thanks for listening in, guys. I hope these stories can get not just a laugh out of them, but, you know, just be more aware of people who do have ADHD and ADD. It can be really difficult, but we can still laugh in these moments, even though it can get frustrating, because it makes us unique in who we are and we can learn more about ourselves. So yeah, stay tuned for the next podcast. Hope to see you guys then. Focus Frenzy out.